The new 106.7 Eagle, San Antonio's only classic rock, Joe Rock, and proud to have with me on the phone, guitarist extraordinaire from Def Leppard, Mr. Phil Collin. How you doing this morning, Phil?
Fantastic. How are you doing? I just got back from Montreal, actually. We played there last night, which was killer. Absolute killer.
Well, you know, quite honestly, you guys seem to have been extremely busy over the last 2 years.
Yeah, we actually haven't stopped for... We had 1 year off in 34 years. So, yeah, you could say that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, one of the things you're talking about, you said that last night was a killer show. And it seems to me, now I had the opportunity to catch you guys last May. It seems to me that every night is killer. And I think that it was perfect timing for you guys to do this live DVD you have. And there will be a next time.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think the reason we did that, everyone kept going, You sound better now than the last time you put a DVD out. And so we actually felt a need to kind of reference it and document that. So really, that's why we did that. And we chose Detroit because that was the first show to sell out on that tour. So, that was a good one.
Well, I kind of feel that one of the things that happened for the band was, you know, 2015, you put out the latest studio album, the self-titled Def Leppard. And then after that, you hit the road. Vivian Campbell had some health issues that thankfully everything's good. Joe had to take a little time off, and then you got back, and I felt like it really renewed you guys. Did you feel the same thing?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I think we improve every year. I mean, Joe's actually singing better than I've actually ever heard him in my life, actually. He's just singing better. You know, after that little scare, you know, he took some time off, and he's just been doing, you know, different exercises and all this stuff. And, you know, that's what opera singers do. You know, that's how they keep in shape. They go, they defy age and all that stuff. So you've got to take that into consideration if they do it. It's just that a lot of rock people are very lazy and they won't do that. And I think it's great that Joe's applied this thing because, like I said, you know, he's killing it right now. And when we all kind of have that kind of attitude, you know, you can just get better. I'm a better singer than I was last year. I'm a better guitar player than I was last year. And it's... We get a chance to kind of keep improving because we're always playing. So that kind of, it's a positive, you know, we look at it that way.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that probably keeps it fresh for you is that Def Leppard is not the only musical thing you're working on. So
right.
I want to talk a little bit about Delta Deep because if I understand this correctly, you actually have a live album coming out. Is that correct?
We do, yeah. We recorded it last year. We've done an East Coast and a West Coast leg, and we chose the dates from the East Coast, so we're going to call it East Coast Live. It was great. It really turned out amazing. So, we're about to start our second album. And again, it's just getting the time to do it because it's like, yeah, it just races away. There's always something up, you know, you're on tour or whatever, you know, it's been crazy.
Well, you know, one of the things I love is that a lot of people don't realize this. Now, you joined Def Leppard in 82, so you came in while they were recording Pyromania. Now,
right.
That, to me, is really when the band's fortunes as being noticed by the fans really turned around, because I think Pyromania really, you know, catapulted the band onto a larger stage than they'd been on before. And you've had a part in a lot of this songwriting, you know, and I think that your influences coming from so many different places really helped that.
Well, all the songs on Pyromania were already written. I just came in and was the lead guitar player. But I had just fun on that one. But yeah, again, it added a different thing. You know, my voice is in there all of a sudden. It had a different sound to it. And the guitar playing, my guitar playing was a lot different to what Pete Willis and Steve Clark were doing before. So it's... It changed it, yeah, and then I started writing obviously all the hysteria stuff. So that changed yet again. So we were just trying to find our feet. I think we were really lucky that we had Mutt Lange producing, and more than just producing, he had the whole concept in place and an idea of what we should do, and really pushed us and made us do that. So there was a lot of nurturing going on, as was our management at the time. You know, Q Prime mentioned Bernstein, who. You know, they were constantly pushing. They were like grown-ups, and we were like these malleable kids. That they said, well, if you do this, and again, back to Mutt Lange, it's like, you know, let's be a great band. Let's not just be a good band. So we worked really hard, and I think most of it was to actually please these people that had put all this faith in it. So there was that as well, and that doesn't tend to happen in this day and age. I've never really seen that with new bands. People just want to, you know, grab money and stuff. But there was so much nurturing going on. So there was a lot of things lined up, you know, me joining the band, having a totally different approach, and especially to guitar playing, it was a lot more aggressive than the stuff before, and there were all these people around us. It was pretty amazing, I've got to say.
Well, I think it's fantastic that your goal was, you know, like, let's really be a great band, and I think you've guys done that because you've shown with your staying power. I mean, just recently to go in the studio and do this self-titled album. So tell me, why, after so much time, did you feel it was right to name the album Def Leppard?
I came up with the idea for purely because we actually went in to do a single, and everyone kept, you know, putting forward these great ideas. And by the end of the week, we had like 12 ideas on the go, and it's like, well, we have to do an album. And there was no record company involvement, no executives, no business, you know, none of that. It was purely because we wanted to write and record this music. So that was really, really super inspiring. And I said, let's call it Def Leppard because this is an album for us, by us. It's not to do with anyone else. It's not, yeah, normally there's a business agenda, or, you know, fans want something, mm-hmm. or whatever. But this was purely about Def Leppard. So, you know, I thought it was kind of appropriate to call it that, really, because that's exactly what it was.
Well, we're psyched you're coming into the area. You're going to be playing the River City Rock Fest on May 27th. And one of the things I wanted to ask, now you have this latest album, and it's great. How do you decide when you're going out to play a show? Because you have to have a lot of things that you feel obligated to play for the fans. How do you pick and choose what's going to make it into the live shows?
You do that before the tour starts, and then you kind of have a... What we tend to do, you have a list of songs, and some of them make it, and some don't. But this tour we're doing right now, we're actually going to be playing all the stuff that's on the Live in Detroit DVD. You know, we're mm-hmm. actually really promoting that, so it'll be that set, it'll be that show. But again, it's different. It sounds different already. Like I said, you know, Joe sounds different. You know, I've got a bunch of new guitars, and everything just sounds different. It's just a bit more exciting, a bit more aggressive, and we constantly just keep upgrading, even though we're playing some of the same songs, you know, on this tour anyway. And that tends to happen. You know, you obviously have to play Chords and Sugar, Me, Photograph, Hysteria, Love Bites, Let's Get Rock. There's a list that you got to do. But and then we kind of juggle around for these positions, really, and you have to figure out where they're going to work in the set. So it's pretty exciting and interesting. You know, when you do a brand new song, you think, oh my God, this sucks because no one's, you know, into it. But they're just listening, hopefully, you know, and then you make it theatrical. You know, you actually make sure that the lights are doing something spectacular, or you got some screens that look like holograms, and you got all this stuff going off. So, it's a constant flow, and it just keeps changing all the time, which does keep it exciting, I've got to say.
Well, you know, definitely. And one of the things you mentioned, and, you know, having just seen you last year, I was really impressed in commenting to people afterwards how a lot of the stuff that you guys used on the screens during the show really added to what was going on. It wasn't a distraction from the show. It was an addition to it. You know, especially seeing, like, you know, the film strips that came across the one point and doing things. I just thought, you know, you guys really put together a full, complete show.
Right. We actually were talking about that yesterday, because for next year, we're going to be out next year, we're going to change it, everything. We're just going to get rid of everything and start from scratch. So that's going to be interesting. But, yeah, it really makes a big difference. You have to work some of these things, and sometimes they don't work, and you know, we yank them and go, oh, my God, that really, really does suck, or this is so fantastic, we've got to do something like that in another song or whatever. So it's constantly evolving, you know.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that's going on while you're on the road this time is you're playing a lot of festival dates, but at the same time, you're also doing shows with Poison and Tesla, and right now, you were producing Tesla.
We just finished it, which is, it's amazing. You know, the phrase that keeps jumping around is a rock version of Sgt. Pepper's. It's so diverse. It sounds a bit like Queen, a bit like Zeppelin, a bit like the Beatles, a bit like The Who. I mean, it sounds like all of the band's favourite bands, but sounds like Tesla as well. So it's really, really exciting. I'm thrilled that, you know, the songs have come out amazing. Everyone's performance. Jeff Keith sounds incredible on it. And there was a couple of little bits that I think we're actually going to be recording in the next couple of days. There was a bass guitar Brian Wheat said, you know, I really wish I'd have used that Hofner on that track. And we're listening to it, and it's kind of driving him nuts. So we're actually going to do it backstage at one of the shows. We're probably going to go in and actually recut that bass. But the album's pretty much done. We actually, you know, Ronan McHugh, who's done the Def Leppard album. He's actually mixing this new Tesla album as well. So I'm not sure when that'll be out exactly, but it's phenomenal. It's one of the best things I've ever worked on, and it's I'm so proud to be part of it. So it's really super cool.
You mentioned in there a lot of different bands that you felt it sounded like, and it made me think to myself, what are the bands that made you pick up guitar?
Well, Deep Purple. You know, I went to see Deep Purple on the Machine Head tour, and I was front row, and I got to touch Ritchie Blackmore and see him smash his guitar up, and I was 14, and that was profound. You know, that really changed my life. And you know, my favorite all-time guitar player is Jimi Hendrix. I still think no one's really come close to that, you know, just as an artist and as a whatever he was doing, especially with what tools he had to work with back then. It's pretty amazing. So that's really, yeah, that really, I mean, there's tons of guys, you know, there's obviously, you know, Mick Ronson, there's Jeff Beck, there's Jimmy Page, and, you know, and again, I was so fortunate enough to work with those guys last November, December, mm-hmm. actually, November in Japan. Me and Joe picked up a Classic Rock Award, and, you know, I got to play with Jeff Beck and hang with Jimmy Page, and, you know, he was just talking about, you know, the playing and guitars and stuff. It was just totally awesome. We spent like 5 days together. I got to hang out with my hero. So that was amazing.
Yeah, you must have been like a kid in the candy store, as they say.
Oh God, it's crazy. You can't imagine.
Ah, well, you know what? We're really looking forward to seeing you when you hit town, May 27th, River City Rock Fest. What can we expect out of the show when Def Leppard hits the stage?
Well, it's on fire. I mean, what happened last night, you know, we played Montreal, which is always historically an amazing town for us. But Tesla went on, and they're amazing. They mm-hmm. killed it. Poison went on, and they haven't been on tour since the last time they toured with us, so 2012. So there's so much kind of excitement around it. You know, it's just a new thing, you know, they're back out there on tour. So that was amazing. And then we went on, and I actually couldn't believe the reaction. It just blew me away. So if it's going to be anything like that, you know, the people were just like freaking out. And we were good. And like I said, you know, Joe singing the best he's ever sung. So that really helps. And we're on fire. So, yeah, it's great.
There you go. Well, Phil, I want to thank you for taking the time to speak to me this morning. By all means, anybody listening to this, go out and get And There Will Be a Next Time. And if you've waited this long and haven't picked up the Def Leppard album, get it now. So we look forward to seeing you.
Me too. Thank you.